It's been a long, a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too help me please, but he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it
with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvet. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning on the Morning Rush. Our next song coming up is coming from Kelly Price, and it's entitled All I Want Is You.
Oh, baby, baby.
Oh.
Don't know what to do.
Please tell me what is wrong.
I'm seeing someone else, but I really care for you.
Please tell me, girl, how long?
It's been a little while, and Mama thinks I'm wrong.
Sure, you're right. I know you're right.
Oh, yes, she does.
Yeah.
She thinks that you're the one that you and I belong. Take me back, I promise to be true.
Will you?
I made up in my mind that all I want is
all
you.
I want is you,
yes, sir.
Baby, I've been keeping
you
in. All I want is you, girl.
Yeah.
Know what I was thinking. I made up my mind. It's time to say goodbye to him and him and all the other men.
For him, it's true.
Girl, I ain't gonna play no fool. No.
Still been seeing him. I made up in my mind that what you want is cool. As long as you're around, then all I want is
all I want is you, girl. Baby, I've been cheating.
I've heard it before.
I just wanna get your attention.
Thank you, thank you.
I really wanna be all up in your head.
Yeah.
Cause what I got, you gon' wanna get done. Yeah. But girl, that's only if you ain't scared. And I won't knock, won't win no bet. Get you hot, I know you want so well. And when I walk in, all that I want is it you say, daddy's home, home for me. And y'all know you've been waiting for this loving day. You know your daddy's home, and it's time to play. Yeah, but you ain't got to give my love. Shawty, you already know what it is. And girl, tonight we're gonna do a lot of sex dance. Yeah, can't nobody do your body like this. Oh, I won't knock, won't ring no bells. Yeah. You just broke that bottom up and yeah. That I'll get you hot. Daddy's home, home for me.
label, G-Funk.
She daddy baby and I know she been missing me. I'm fresh off the road, tell me what you cooking for me. Let me kiss you on your neck and take it off slow. She say money make her come, plus I got dough. And I'm a Scorpio, nasty as I wanna be. And baby shipping gear, something like a 10 speed. In the middle of the kitchen, yeah we getting turned. You gon' come back to back before I come first. Does he do it like me? Nah, you could have whatever you like. Yeah, tell me how you want it, baby, let's do it. Lil' mama Susan, me tired, it's going down tonight. And I love her, full-fledged, I love her. She Mike Jack bad, the best I ever had, yeah. I'm undercover, yeah, distant lover. Ain't no other like G-Dub and Usher.
Is you say daddy's home, oh, home for me.
Right there, I'ma fall back while you work that chair. Do your damn thing, let the neighbors in. Yeah. Poke it on out, poke it out right there. I'ma fall back, let you work that chair. Do your damn thing, all I wanna hear.
Baby,
found someone.
think I found someone.
Don't
wanna
be a player.
It is 7 minutes before the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning. It's time for our first comedy break, and it's coming from featured comedian Vaughn Sundara.
Okay, my very first year that I came out, I marched with a 25 and under gay youth group, Fresh Fruit. And last year, I marched with my all gay, all Asian curling team, Rice on Ice. But this year is going to be super cool because I'm actually marching with my brand new volleyball team. the superpower bottom. And you know, for real, I'm like, I swear to God, you think I'm making this up, but it's real. But, you know, it's not just a volleyball team, but it's important to me because it's a very awesome social cause. And like, sort of before I get into it and explain, I should, you know, I'm worried I'm getting too ahead of myself, and I should explain what a bottom is. You know, there might be straight people in the room. So anyway, to me, bottoming is like Christmas. Some people like to give. And some people like to receive. And so bottom likes to receive. Of course. And that's as deep as I'll go. I'll leave it up to your straight imagination. And okay, so this all started when I joined the Toronto Gay Volleyball League. And I was noticing that when somebody lost, people would call them bottoms, like it was an insult or something. And there's so much bottom disrespect, like I'd overhear people saying, It's true, so much disrespect. I overheard this one guy saying, like, I'm only bottom when I'm high on crack. I'm like, bottoming is not something to be ashamed of. It takes a lot of hard work and preparation. And so it's really important for me and my team to represent and to set a good example and spread the message of bottom pride. Started going to the volleyballers, telling them I wanted to start this team, I had so much difficulty putting the roster together. Because, you know, most of them were like too butch or whatever to be part of a team called Super Power Bottom. Like, even one of my best friends was like, Bob, I'd love to join, but I'm not a bottom, I'm versatile. And I'm like, dude, okay. Just because one night you took home a boy so nelly, that he forced you to stick it up his ass, does not make you versatile. Okay? Like being cock raped, like his loose twink ass, does not count. So, anyway, I couldn't find volleyballers, so I actually expanded my search across the entire gay community, whether they play volleyball or not. But actually ended up being the only person who had ever played volleyball competitively before. And, you know, so, after the roster was complete, our first major goal was to design our uniform. And so we chose to go in yellow shirts with bright red lettering and chocolate brown shorts. In a color scheme my friends like to call bottoming gone wrong. Hey, I just think when called, I like it dirty, I call it bottoming gone right. It has a logo that says Super Powers and Bottoms. And then on the back, it had our individual name. But instead of using our real names, we decided to each choose a superhero bottom name. And so my name was Hop on Top. It was a good decision, and it rhymed. And you know, at first the names were kind of sweet and cute. like that, right? Like, we had a guy named Sweet Cheek, another guy named Sunny Side Up. And then it almost became, like, a race to out-nasty each other with the rest of the team. Like, so the next player called himself Black Hole. And then we had a player called Sticky Buns. But then we all got out-nasty by our hot farmer bottom, who called himself Cum Dumpster. And you know, we just had to give it up to him. We're like, okay, you beat us. We cannot out-nasty that. And you know, we actually had a lot of fun staying together, but there was a little bit of team drama. As you know, there can be drama in teams sometimes. Because just last week, my team found out that I was keeping a secret from them. And they found out that I actually haven't bottomed since they moved to Toronto a year and a half ago. I know, and you know, it's not even that I don't want to bottom, it's that I'm just really terrible at random sex. Like, really, random sex is terrible. And so, my last relationship was before I moved here. And so, like, I don't even know why, like, I don't even look down on hosts. Like, I wish really I could be a better host. I really do. Like, I try my hardest. It's like, I'm walking around with a shirt that says super power bottles on the front, top on top on the back. Like, I don't know what more I have to do. Like, could it be? So anyway, my team was so disappointed, they gave me an ultimatum. They're like, Dom, you cannot captain us unless you can get it up your ass. And so knowing how terrible I am at random hookups, they set me up for something. And so, okay, I was over at his house and whatever, and he's like trying to stick it in. And it just wasn't working, it was too tight or whatever, right? Starting to lose hope. And I was like, no, you do not get to stop. Like, we are gonna get it in. Like, they are gonna keep me on the fucking team. Like, we need to find a way. But after a few hours, we ran out of room. And we finally had to give up. And then that's when I got desperate. So I was like, okay, let's make a deal. Couldn't we just lie and tell people that you're like pumping me up the ass all night? No, like I have to build my body credibility before I go back to my team, right? And so she just looked at me in disgust and laughed. So I had to go back to my team with my head held down in shame. And they're like, Vaughn, we can't believe you couldn't even get it in. We tried to start you off easy. Like, you only had 7 inches. We could have been mean to you and gave you some candy and corn on top, but we were being nice. And they're like, you know, I don't know, like, I wouldn't even be in this situation, except for, you know, if I wasn't single. But whatever, right, I'm just really picky about the people that I date. And so my team was like, you know, it's not good to be so choosy. Like, it's not good to be that superficial. Look fake. I'm going to tell you all this, babe. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Ugly people get uglier. You have to start out while they're hot and give them a little bit of a cushion. I will not apologize for not dating ugly people. If I wanted to go with somebody who repulsed me sexually, I would date a girl.
baby. Let me explain to you, I'm saying.
What you saying?
It's not even like that.
It wasn't like that, but I saw you.
Baby, I don't love her.
You don't love me? You know what? I don't even want
to
talk.
She don't mean nothing to
me. I don't
want
to see your face.
She was just telling me.
I just want to see you walking through that
baby,
door.
Don't.
There ain't nothing else to
why
say.
Why we gotta do it like this? Baby.
Damn.
Come home late. It seems you barely beat the sun. Tapping my shoulder. Thinking you gon' get you some. Smelling like some fragrance that I don't even wear. So if you want some loving, I suggest you go. For you to come at me with another lady.
Hello?
Feeling for a guy, we spend mad time together. Every day got better. Yeah, in the beginning, things always seemed great. But a year in, the love turned into hate. Phone calls waking me up, niggas calling private. You thought I didn't see you, put your phone on silent. You started lying, stories wasn't adding up. You know what time it is when niggas start to act up. Found out about the time you let Nick play with your dick.
I know.
You fucked around with Tommy and thought he could keep a secret. I even knew how you was copping pills on Will. Laid up in the bed with Greg and having sex with Lex. Guess you could say you was the one I trusted. But you never thought that you would end up busted. You feel me? Being slick, having me pissed cause of you. I'm more some real fucker prick.
Every time I see a number on my phone, I just want everything to all pretend I'm not home. And let you keep on calling because I had enough. Every time I see a number on my phone, all you hearing is a dial tone.
Cause I hear like,
hello, hello, goodbye, hello, hello, goodbye.
We ain't been the same since you first cheated. All of these lies and games, I don't need it. I thought I knew you well, but you kept too many secrets. Some days I wanna stay, other days I feel like leaving. Every night we fight, and then we go to bed. Wake up the next morning, and then we arguing again. This shit'll never end, you think I'm overreacting. But you the reason why a nigga always spazzing. Son, you told me I'm the one that you love. Then why the fuck is he the reason that we always break up? I was good to you, and now I'm just good on you. I swear to God, I'ma get the whole hood on you. With you, I know I've been through it all. Whispering on the phone in the late night calls. Fights with other niggas in the nightclub brawls. I wanna give up, but my feelings is all mixed
every
up.
Every time I see a number on my phone, I just want everything all and pretend I'm not home. And let you keep on calling because I had enough. Every time I see a number on my phone, all you hearing is a dial tone.
Cause I hear like,
hello, hello, goodbye, hello, hello, goodbye.
I still can't believe how this nigga had me stressed. I put all this shit he owned in the box to the left. He had me ready to pop one in his chest. But I moved on with my life and moved on to the next. Cause it makes no sense to show love to these thugs. For what? What's motherfuckers nowadays just want enough? It's like nowadays you just can't do enough. Good lord, tell me what these niggas is good for. Now I'm like, fuck niggas, all I do is fuck niggas. I don't keep them around cause I don't trust niggas. I wish I never met niggas, I regret niggas. I just wanna go to sleep and just forget niggas. I don't miss him, he's out of my system. You wanna talk in person? But I ain't done, and now I'm leaving. How could you ever deceive me? But payback's a bitch, motherfucker, believe me.
Every time I see a number on my phone, I just want everything known, pretend I'm not home. And let you keep on calling because I had enough of the talking. Every time I see a number on my phone, all you hearing is a dial tone.
Cause I hear like,
hello, hello, goodbye, hello, hello, goodbye. Number on my phone, I just want everything all written. I'm not home.
And let you keep on calling because I had enough of the talking.
Every time I see a number on my phone, all you hearing is a dial tone.
Cause I hear the like,
hello, hello, goodbye, goodbye, hello, hello, goodbye.
But now I see,
you have things up to see.
Oh,
you don't need to lie to me.
mind. You got a lot of nerve to think that I'm gon' chill after all the shit I heard. I damn near carried you. I could've married you. Good thing I found out before I bought that 7 carat for you.
I know you're sick about
the way I found you out.
Go ahead and pack it out.
I hope you got reminded time.
You should've thought of me before you hopped in the sheet.
Damn, I can't believe that you did this to me.
To the morning rush with Kel. It is 22 minutes after the hour. I'd like to count and thank everyone for joining us this morning. It's time for our news break, and is being brought to you by gay.com. First news is coming from Vietnam. Vietnam to begin debate on marriage equality. In an unusually progressive move, Vietnam National Assembly has agreed to begin debate on legalizing same-sex marriage this year. Although the nation has poor human rights records, quote, Vietnamese bloggers, folk singers, and journalists are behind bars for deeds and words that in many countries are considered birthright freedoms, end quote, noted U.S. Today in a report published Friday. It became the first Asian country with marriage equality. Quote, I'm optimistic, end quote. LGBT activist Trans Quoc Tong told the newspaper. The LGBT movement in Vietnam, bunging in college campus in recent years, and has given rise to numerous advocacy organizations, including a support group similar to Parents, Families, and Friends of Lesbian and Gays. The nation's first LGBT pride parade last summer in Hanoi went off without incident, and leaders of the ministries of health and justice have endorsed marriage equality. while there has been some cynicism about the Communist Party-led government support for gay rights, as it is a cause that doesn't threaten to undermine the regime's authority. Some activists see progress for LGBTs as a first step toward greater freedom for all in the nation. In other news, a gay man becomes acting Secretary of Air Force. Eric Fang, Undersecretary of the Air Force, became acting Secretary of the branch Friday with the retirement of Michael Donnelly, making Fanning the highest ranking LGBT person in the Department of Defense. Quote, President Obama is yet to nominate Donnelly replacement, so Fanning should be serving in the dual roles for a while, end quote, notes BuzzFeed. The interim assignment makes Fanning the civilian head of the Air Force. The Senate confirmed his undersecretary in April. Before that, he had been deputy undersecretary and deputy chief management officer for the Navy since 2009. His resume also includes stints with communication firms, think tanks, and broadcast media, along with several political posts. He is a former Victory Fund board member and a donor to various LGBT causes. After graduating from Dartmouth College in 1990, Fanning worked for the House Armed Services Committee, then for the Department of the Defense Department and Clinton House, White House. Working in military settings in the 1990s, even as a civilian employee, not subject to the don't ask, don't tell policy, was challenging, he told the Washington Blade last month. Quote, I left Pentagon before the re-election of then President Clinton and then didn't come back until the administration when we had a president who said he was going to end it, end quote, he told the Blade. Quote, it was very difficult when we were getting to the end of the first 2 years and it wasn't clear if we were going to be able to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell. I didn't know what I was going to do if we didn't get the repeal through because of some people couldn't because they were openly gay or lesbian. This concludes our news segment. I'd like to thank everyone for listening. Our next song coming up is coming from Tyrese. And it's entitled, How Do You Want It? Situations.
Sippin' on whiskey, about to get dizzy. Heading back to the hizzy. loving when you lick your lips.
Targeting my niggas cause we're sexy with cash.
Billy in the six is a thing of the past.
I know
what we came here to do. Give me the number, I'll holler later on if it's cool.
And I know
looking kinda right tonight. Damn, I hope a nigga hit tonight. Tell me how do you.
Body banking, can you imagine what I'm thinking? You've been nominated cause you such a situation. Many situations you can get handcuffed and done driving, tied up and cut dry shit. What you know about it cause you look scrumptious. Son, I might wanna touch, fly out and mess up your head a little. Money critical, way back, believe you broke your boy's neck when you stepped in. And I'm tight short, you made the game begin.
It's all about me.
Wait, listen, it ain't like that. Lil' mama, you crucial, and I'm just trying to get with that. But nah, I was thinking we can leave, hook up and trade numbers and save a little conversation with a nigga. Lil' mama, you crucial, and I do something to you. Let's connect and do what grown-ups like to do. Don't fight it, boo, cause you're too cute to act ugly. You should at least try to hug me, or better yet, love me. You make the situation bubbly. How do you want it?
Tell me how do you
for any of y'all niggas to get up out the hood. Shit, I'm with you. I ain't mad at you. Got nothing but love for you. Do your thing, boy. Yeah. All the homies that I ain't talked to in a while, I'ma send this one out for y'all. Know what I mean? Cause I ain't mad at you. Heard y'all tearing up shit out there. Kicking up dust. Giving a motherfuck. Yeah, nigga. I ain't mad at you. Now we was once two niggas of the same kind, quick to holler at a hoochie with the same line. You was just a little smaller, but you still roll. Got stressed to YA and hit the hood swole. Remember when you had a Jerry curl, didn't quite learn. On the block with your Glock, tripping off churn. Collect calls to the tip, saying how you changed. Oh, you a Muslim now, no more dope game. Heard you might be coming home, just got bail. Wanna go to the mosque, don't wanna chase tail. It seems I lost my little homie, he's a changed man. Hit the pen and now no sinning is the game plan. When I talk about money, all you see is the struggle. When I tell you I'm living large, you tell me it's struggle. Congratulations on the wedding. I hope your wife knows she got a player for life. And that's no bullshitting. I know we grew apart, you probably don't remember. I used to be for your sister, but never win a bender. And I can see us after school, we bomb on the first motherfucker with the wrong shit on. Now the whole shit's changed, and we don't even kick it. Got a big money scheme, and you ain't even with it. Knew in my heart you was the same motherfucker bad. Go toe to toe when it's off a road, you got a proper back. And I can't even trip, cause I'm just laughing at you. You trying hard to maintain, then go ahead, cause I ain't mad at you. Cousins fighting, In time, we learn to live a life of rhyme. We'll grind the sack to a time was much too young enough. I caught a felony loving the way it guns bluff. And even though we separated, you said that you waited. Don't get nobody no cookie while I be locked up safe. I kiss my mama goodbye, wipe the tears from my lonely eyes. Said I'll return, but I gotta fight the fix to rise. Don't shed a tear, cause mama, I ain't happy here. I feel trial, no more smiles for a couple years. They got me going mad, I'm knocking butlers on their backs. In my bed, picking hell, I know one day I'll be back. As soon as I touch down, I told my girl I'll be there, so prepare to get fucked down. The homies wanna kick it, but I'm slapping at you, cause you's a down ass bitch, and I ain't mad at you. Went from a nobody nigga to the big man on the block. He's Mr. Local Celebrity, addicted to moving G, most hated by enemies, escaping the luxury. See, first you was our nigga, but you made it, so the choice is made. Now we gotta slay you while you faint. In the younger days, so full of pain when the weapons blaze. Getting so high off that bomb, hoping we make it to the better days. Cause rhyme pays, and in time, you'll find a rhyme ablaze. You'll feel the fire from the niggas in my younger days. So many changed on me, so many try to plot. But I keep a block beside my head, when will it stop? Tell God return me to my essence, cause even as an adolescent, I refuse to be a convalescent. So many questions and they ask me if I'm still down. I moved up out of the ghetto, so I ain't real now. They got so much to say, but I'm just laughing at you. Niggas just don't know, but I ain't mad at you.
Fighting for, please say that you're still in love. so close, but you're so far. You don't know me at all. You say that I'm perfection, but pay attention to my flaws. Girl, I'm afraid I'm acting, it's true. And if it's not one, then girl, it's two. Not saying I'm gonna change the game for you, but you make me wanna give it all to you. Girl, you know
sideshows looking for a main attraction. I'm done with typos, what you did won't be no attraction. I'm a man of action, and baby, now I'm on the move. I'm busting through these other dudes, pushing to discover you, ushering another mood. Treat you like my stuff, I got you wetter than my jumper do, and we suffer too. Love is war, but this is raw. I ain't saying I'm in love with you. To potential, no bother with credentials. Push your names together, that's law for potential. But baby, let's take it slow, shorty. Let me take you home, get naughty. Then we de-roll, get to biting on your earlobes. Hot nasty, beat rolls, get dirty on a clean floor. Once I get an opening, I slam it home, D-Rose. Proof you the solution in my mind. Move the X to the side, girl, I'm solving for why. Oh, you.
Art exists in every corner of the world.
Embraced and celebrated in some countries.
But it's illegal in 76.
What is hidden for fear of public shame, imprisonment,
torture, or in seven countries even
the death penalty?
What tears families apart?
What makes people confront brutal violence on a daily basis?
What simple trait
gets people treated as second-class citizens
everywhere they go?
What gets children kicked out of homes, students bullied and expelled from school,
and workers fired from jobs without warning?
What has existed in every country throughout history
that some people still consider
abnormal?
The answer?
Being gay.
Being lesbian.
Bisexual.
Transgender.
All over the world, millions of people face violence and discrimination just for being who they are.
Every nation is obligated by international human rights law to protect all lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people from torture, discrimination, and violence.
The United Nations has one simple message to the millions of LGBT people around the world.
You are not alone. You are not alone.
LGBT rights are human rights.
LGBT rights are human rights. Together, we will build a world.
We will build a world that is free and equal.
Across the room. Excuse me, miss, don't take this wrong. I couldn't resist that smile and those beautiful eyes. I can see that you wear fancy clothes and drive a fancy car. Your hair did and your nails done, looking like a superstar. Can I take you out to dinner, babe? Cause there's something that I wanna say to you. My love is all I have to give. Account with seven figures, and I may not have a sailboat and a big old mansion, oh no, but I do know how to love you, baby, and in my own way, I'm rich as hell. I really hope that none of this don't matter, and I hope that you don't judge a man by his status. And I was wondering if you and I could get together and know each other better. And I promise you, I'll give my all and make my heart your mansion. I give you all.
I have to give.
turning these lights down. And I'm telling you right now, I don't think I've ever really told you how much I need you. Girl, I need you more than my next breath.
My noble friend, I hope it'll reach out to you.